Phil, that goes to Hank right here. You may not recognize him. He got a haircut. Just thought I'd point that out. You're looking handsome. My mother said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. No, you look great, Hank. It's good to see everybody. I want to welcome you, especially our visitors here today. Jim, Michelle, you've got some visitors. I've got their name here, Brenda and Justin Scarber. Are they from Draper Park? It's a small world, isn't it? Well, it's good to have you here. Hope you'll come back anytime, okay? Any other first-time visitors here with us that would like to introduce themselves? Okay, with that said, let's go ahead and get into our prayer request. So Phil's got the microphone. We'll start on this side. When you get the microphone, just talk into it and give us your name, then your request. Let's start with this side. Charla?
My friend Jamie had surgery last week, and they could not do a knuckle replacement, but they put a plate and some screws, and she is doing, she said, the best she could. But anyway, prayers for her for speedy recovery. And also another one of my workmates, her mother has cancer, and I've asked you to pray for her, and she's not doing real well. Her name is Melinda McClendon, yeah. If you could remember her, too.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte. Jack, do you have an update on the young girl that was attacked by the dog? Great. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Other prayers on this side? Raise your hand. Yes.
We prayed for my brother's fiance at one point, named Benny Luke, and she passed away from cancer.
Okay,
and
Benny Luke.
My brother, who has Alzheimer's, is actually handling it very well.
Okay.
If you remember Jim, I think the family will be a blueprint.
Jim and the family, you bet, Walter. Thank you. Okay.
Last few weeks, I've asked prayer for Sandy leading a team of people to Honduras to do mission work. They're on their way home. And she's been sending daily messages, and there were some baptisms, a lot of healing, help toward healing. There was, I think, 7 that left from North Carolina. They met 2 doctors in Honduras that knew the language and that worked with them also. They're on their way home, and she's been a good week. And thank you for the prayers. Sandy Wilcoxon Einhellig is her maiden name, Sandy Einhellig, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kay.
And for our military and first responders, our policemen and firemen, a lot of stuff going on.
Yes,
those
in
National Guard and our Air National Guard, our own Luke is part of, well, he's in Virginia now. Okay. And so I know Luke, Cindy, and Levi appreciate prayers for him and Callie.
Thank you, Kay. Phil up front here, this young lady right here.
I would like to ask for prayers for my grandma.
Your grandma. What is your name?
Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Very good. You're for your grandma. Thank you for sharing that. Other prayers on this side? Let's go to this side, Phil. Raise your hand if you've got a prayer request. Anyone? Okay, so Phil. Oh, yes. Go ahead, Phil.
I just want to slip one in real quick. The lady that runs the gate, Jackie, she has an unspoken prayer request.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yes, Ed?
Hi, I'm Ed. Our daughter and son-in-law and family are adopting a 13-year-old girl from Colombia. This has been a year in the works. In the next week, the whole family will be going to Bogota, part of the process that the Colombian government and the agency requires. They will be there for about 6 weeks, and part of that will be travel back and forth, multiple trips. And so prayers for that, prayers that for safety, prayers for the process that it will go well and we finally get her home. And also, my son-in-law is sick today, and my daughter thinks he has COVID. Okay. So prayers for his healing. And it's Sarah and Taylor King.
Taylor.
Sophia is the girl that's going to be our granddaughter. So okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. And then Lynn right here. Yeah.
I would just like to lift up Beth and Joe as they make their move tomorrow, and Trey and Jennifer as they help them make that move. So just prayers for travel mercies and for a good move. We'll miss you guys.
Thank you, Lynn. Well, Trey is driving the truck, so maybe a special prayer for me. All right, any other? Yes, right here.
Hi, I'm doing this again. I forgot to say my name earlier. I'm Eden, like the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
Update on my cousin Mordecai from a few weeks ago. She has hopefully found a job at a pet store.
Wonderful.
Near her house.
All right.
So
great.
Prayers for that.
Yes, thank you, Eden. Very good. All right. Well, with that said, before we do go ahead and give that to Hank. Before we have our prayer song, Rod has something. Oh, Hank, you've got one. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Hank, and I thought I'd wait till the end since I'm going to do the prayer. But nearly lifelong friend back up at Hiawassee, Kenneth Gay, and most of you have prayed for him over the years. He's 96, and I was up by there Friday, and they have called hospice in. He's still going good, and his mind is good, but he's done with doctoring and everything else. They said something about going to hospital, and he just told his wife, he said, "I'm not going." Said, "I've seen what I want to see. And if I need to be in bed more, I can do that too." So,
thank you,
Kenneth Gallion.
Thank you. So, thank you very much, Hank. So after Rod, we'll do the prayer song.
I'm reading this for Joe, actually. I think he thought he probably couldn't get through it, and I don't know if I'll be able to. The picture, by the way, that we had last week, if you were not here, it's back there on the table in the kitchen. If you haven't signed it yet, there's not a whole lot of room left, but you're welcome to sign it, and I'm going to be able to give it to them on their way out. We are going to miss you. That's what the picture says, too. Let me read it. Dear Ridge Chapel family, it is with full hearts that we write to say goodbye for now. After 5 wonderful years as a part of this church family, we are moving on from Ridge Chapel. It's hard to put into words how much these years have meant to us. What started as a place of worship quickly became a place we called home. And that's because of you, our dear friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. We've walked together through seasons of growth, joy, learning, and even difficult times. You have been a constant source of encouragement, love, and fellowship. And we thank God for each of you. Sunday after Sunday, and in the quiet moments in between, you've shown us what it means to live in Christian community. While we might not be sharing pews or coffee anymore, we leave with hearts filled with gratitude and hope. We know that in Christ, no goodbye is forever. Whether on this side of heaven or the next, we are confident that we will worship together again. Our bond is eternal because it's rooted in Him. Please keep us in your prayers as we step into a new chapter, and know that you will remain in ours. May Ridge Chapel continue to be a place where people meet Jesus, grow in faith, and experience the deep joy of community. Until we meet again, with love and gratitude, Jill and Beth Rosser. Let's do.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for the opportunity that you've given us to be here today. And Lord, to just celebrate the wonderful lives that we've got to witness through Melvin and Ethel, Lord. And we are, all of us, so blessed to have spent the time with them that we have. And we look forward to that time in the future, Lord, that we might see and learn more from them. We just thank you again for the both of them. Lord, we do have praises and prayer requests that we'd like to lift up to you right now. And Lord, we do thank you for our visitors being here today. And as we found out from Jim that it is a small world, Lord, but amazingly enough, how you put Christian people together all the time, Lord. We thank you for that blessing also. We'd like to lift up Charlie's friend Jamie after the hand surgery that she's had and just pray that she will be able to recover quickly and be able to get back to doing the most of the things that she wants to do, Lord. And also for Melinda McClendon, who has cancer, we ask that you would be with her and just let the doctors be able to treat her as best can right now, Lord, that you'd be with her and give her strength and be with her family as they come around her. We are thankful for the good report on Rudy after the dog bite that she received, Ruby, a couple weeks ago, Lord, and we just know that that was your hand at taking care of her, that it was no more severe than it was, Lord. We want to lift up Walter's brother, Jim, and the family of Betty Lou Brown as she's passed away, Lord, and just be with the both of them, comfort them, and especially Betty Lou's family, Lord, just be with them. We do thank you for Sandy, who's been on the missions trip to Honduras, and the fact that she's coming home, Lord, or on the way home. And we thank you for that. We just ask that you would bring them on home safely. We thank you for their work there, with the doctors and just helping so many people. And we want to thank you for that. We ask that you'd be with Kendi's grandmother right now. Just whatever health issues she has, that you would be with her and be with the doctors as they take care of her. And then for the lady at the front gate, Jackie, we asked that you'd be with her and her unspoken prayer, Lord, and also others that may also have unspoken this morning. And we just know that you know everyone's needs, Lord, and I ask that you would please be with them. And for the young lady that Ed and Debbie's son and daughter-in-law are adopting Sophia. We just look forward to the time that maybe we'll all be able to meet her. And we just know that sounds like quite a drawn-out process, Lord, but we ask that you would be with them and keep them strong through all of this, Lord. And also for their son-in-law who is ill right now and possibly has COVID or coming down with COVID, we ask you would be with him and just keep him strong and be with the doctors as they treat him. And we do know that Joe and Beth are leaving, and we just ask that you would be with them as they do move away from us, and just know that we'll miss them and know that they'll be a blessing wherever they move to and attend church, because they've truly been a blessing here. We thank you for Trey and Jennifer helping them to move, and just be with all of them and keep them safe. We ask that you would be with Mordecai as he's in search of a job and seems to have found one. So we thank you for that. And just ask that you would help that to work out well for him. And then, Lord, I'd like to lift up Kenneth and Kathy Gallion and just both of them, their health is failing pretty quickly. And as I mentioned earlier, Kenneth going into hospice care, just ask that you would be with him and allow him to get along well until it's time to go, Lord. And we just pray for him, pray for Kathy. And also, I'd like to lift up my brother Jiggs with the back issues we prayed for last week, and just help him to be able to get relief for the next month, because he does have a surgery lined up in September toward the end of the month. So please be with him. And then another cousin of mine, Sandy Parks, has had shoulder surgery a couple weeks ago, and she's getting along well, and just ask that you would continue to be with her through the healing process. And Lord, we want to lift up, as always, our first responders and our police and our doctors and our health people, Lord, that just do so much for all of us, Lord, and that are on call, our policemen that are there all the time, Lord, at short notice, and just pray for them. And we especially want to lift up our country of Israel and just so many conflicts going on over there, Lord, and have been forever and ever, Lord. So we just pray for them that we will watch over them as we as a country are over here. Please just give support when needed be, Lord. And also we ask that you would be with special ones of our church body for Luke Sabin and Callie Pollock, that indeed are on the military and police forces. So just ask a special blessing upon them and care for them. We thank you now again, and we thank you for all your blessings. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.